And welcome back to This Week in Channel 9. I'm Christina Warren.
I'm Brian Liston.
And we're your hosts this week. And, you know, I don't know about you, Brian. It's been kind of a smoky, kind of a weird
week. Super hot, super weird.
Super weird week in the Puget Sound area. But
yep.
We have lots of good stuff to talk about. Even though these are those dog days of summer, right? Where everybody seems to kind of be on vacation.
Well, I think that's why we're here at a lovely Bellevue Brewing.
Yes, cheers to Bellevue Brewing.
With some beers.
Because, I mean, it's Thursday as we're recording this. You're probably watching this on a Friday. You should go ahead and you should have a beer,
Have a beer. If you're not drinking, pause.
Get a beer. If you don't drink, then have maybe some sparkling
cider, a water.
You know, a cola beverage, whatever you want. But enjoy yourself. But we have some great stories to talk about this
week.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Let's get right into it. So the first thing we want to talk about is .NET Standard 2.0 is final.
Finally.
You know,
one of my favorite parts about this finally being final is...
Say that a bunch of times.
I can say it as many times as you want. The number of APIs has almost tripled. It's gone from 13,000 to almost 32,000 in .NET Standard 2.0. And this is just insane. And it's so good. The community loves that this is final.
Yeah, this is final. One of the great things they've added along with this is backward compatibility mode.
Absolutely.
Because one of the reasons people haven't been able to move to the newer standards is because their older apps won't work.
Yep.
So now there's a compatibility mode. So if you've got older apps, you can still move them to the .NET 2.0 standard.
Super
and then
powerful.
In the future, you know, start using UWP and getting,
exactly.
getting onto our languages. Next up, speaking of .NET, the .NET Conf is taking place from September 19th to September 21st. Right here on Channel 9. It's a virtual conference. Register now. It's a 3-day event.
You're
going to learn all kinds of great stuff.
And what's really nice, also around the same time, the week after, is Ignite. Ignite is in Florida. Don't forget to register. September 25th through September 29th. Have the ability to have a drink in Florida because it's probably 95 degrees.
Yep.
Visit Harry Potter World.
Visit the Simpsons World, too.
I didn't even know about this until you told me
it's
this
so
on the
good.
Way here.
So you go to Universal, go to Disney, but it's in Orlando. It's a great time. But register now because this is like 45 days away.
It's 45 days away. Get your tickets. They're selling fast. So
very good stuff.
Yeah.
This was one of my favorite stories this week. So Xbox Academy is doing a thing at the flagship Microsoft stores in New York City and in Sydney, Australia.
Yes.
And what's cool about this, you know, we hear a lot about increasing STEM education,
yep.
especially amongst young people. And this is basically courses and like activities they're going to teach kids to build their own games.
And I love this because we're not going to be around forever.
No.
We want...
Unfortunately not.
Yeah, unfortunately not. Like if I could take my head and stick it in the machine and wake up in 100 years...
You want a Futurama situation.
Right? But... The kids are our future, and we need to promote education and training and software development, and I love that we are providing back to this.
We're doing it in partnership with the Academy of Interactive Entertainment, which is really cool. And what I love about this, too, if you think about it, like Minecraft, to
yes.
me, is like the future of software development, because all the boys and girls who are building all kinds of amazing things with Minecraft, they
yep.
don't even know it, but what they're doing is they're programming. They're doing logic. They're developers.
And I love it because it's subtle.
Yeah.
And they think they're playing a game, and
they are. They are, but it's so much bigger than
yes,
that.
Yes, exactly.
So this is really cool. This is the Xbox Academy. Next up, there's a new PowerShell module browser. Talk about
yes.
that with us.
So the nice part is, so last year we launched a .NET browser, and now we've expanded that to the PowerShell API browser. And it's really nice. It allows you to have a simplified location to go and browse all of the PowerShell modules and just have that simplistic one spot, one stop access to get that information.
Yeah, it makes sense for it to be where you want it to be.
Exactly.
You know, not have to go to a million different sources.
Yep.
Also, and you can speak about this because this is really your world, but
yes.
there's a great post on the new stack, and it's about how Docker containers can help SQL Server 2017 shift deployment to the developers.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about that.
Containers and Docker have become huge in the last several years,
it's
right?
It's like the year of Docker every year, right?
It's a year of Docker every year. I mean, it's also a little bit of serverless as well, but
of course.
Docker has definitely changed the way development and engineers have produced code. And one of the nice parts about this is it allows developers to get from zero to a completed product much quicker without having to do a lot of infrastructure, without having to worry about anything. And they can just be done. No fuss, no mess, just run a Docker container.
I love it, that's so cool. Something else that this has kind of got on our radar is an article on InfoWorld about getting started with Visual Studio Code. And you and I, we were like waiting in
yes.
line for the bus together yesterday, and we were talking about the prevalence of Visual Studio
it's
Code.
It's everywhere.
It's amazing. Like, you see it in open source companies, closed source companies, big, small, everybody is using it. Like, I was on an airplane
yeah.
Going to a CES 2017 in January, And I'm a weird person, right? I really love text editors.
You're not weird. You just like tech.
I do. I love, but I love a good text editor. And I was sitting next to this guy on the plane, and he's typing to me on his Mac. He's doing code, and I'm like, this text editor is awesome.
And you had no alcohol yet.
I had no alcohol yet, and I like tapped him on the shoulder. I was like, excuse me. I was like, I'm not looking at what you're doing, I swear.
Not stealing your code.
I promise. But what text editor are you using? And he said, I'm using Visual Studio Code.
Is there a theme that I should know about?
I know, and I was like, oh, that's awesome. He was telling me about some of the plugins he used. And like you were saying, like what's great about it is that it's all open source.
Oh, it's Visual Studio Code, open source from the ground up. It's built on Electron. And it's really crazy because we go to these conferences, like you were saying, you're on an airplane, you ran into a person using it. I go to open source conferences, I go to Windows conferences, I go to our own conferences, and you talk to people, and everybody is using VS Code.
Everybody's using VS Code.
And it's just, it's so well done. The Visual Studio Code team does a great job in responding to people's feedback. It's open source. If there's something you don't like about it,
make a contribution.
Make a change. Even submit an issue.
Yeah, submit an issue. They monitor that GitHub like crazy. Anything that comes up, and even requests. If you don't have the ability yourself to code something, you know, put in a request on the page and create an issue on it, and it might get it done. It's updated all the time. It's really great. So if you want to get started with Visual Studio Code, check out that article. We also have plenty of resources for Visual Studio Code across Microsoft Learning and all of our other resources.
Exactly.
We want to always take this time to highlight content that's also on Channel 9. And one of my favorite shows on Channel 9 is Galaxy.
Absolutely.
I think it's really important. Yep. And our friend Golnaz, who's here with us in the background.
Sitting in the background, just yelling at us.
She did an interview with a Ginger from a UX designer at Expeditors.
Yes.
And you guys should definitely check that
and
out.
And this show is fantastic because you get to learn more about other women inside Microsoft who are either engineers or designers or even CVPs and get to understand how they got to where they are. And it's a fantastic program. Take some time, check it out.
I mean, I as a woman in tech, I really enjoy learning about other women in tech's backgrounds and their stories and what's happened. So check it out. Also on Channel 9 this week, we've got Visual Studio Toolbox
Design Pattern. So they're doing a design patterns series. It's a multiple part series. And they just recently launched a single episode about singletons. And you know the purpose of a singleton, right, is a single object. One object exists at an individual given time. And it's a great episode, super informative.
Super informative.
But
it is a little long.
It's a little long, but it's okay.
It's
long
okay.
Content's okay. People love that.
People love it.
Submit feedback. If you'd like these shows to be longer, let us know. We love getting feedback about
feedback.
That. We want
feedback. Because this episode is like 45 minutes, but what I love about it, A, we kind of love the irony of like an episode about a single
thing. It's supposed to be simple and easy and like, it's just like this little thing, right?
But it's 45 minutes. My favorite part though is we were going through the comments, which were amazing by the
way. And the comments. The comments are as long.
The comments are 45 minutes.
And this is not a bad thing.
No,
this is
it's
great.
Fantastic. That shows you guys are engaged with the community. It shows you care
about
the subject
it shows
matter.
That you actually love this, which is why we would love you to comment on this episode or other episodes
and let us know. Like.
Yeah, if there's longer content you would like to know about, let us know so that we can make that a reality for you and deliver the things that you would like to see.
I love it. So did you ever play the Atari consoles when you were a kid or maybe when you were like in high school, like on emulators and stuff?
I probably played one last week, let's be honest.
Okay, but did you ever play like Lunar Lander? Did you ever play that game?
I did.
Okay, so it was a little before my time, but I played it on one of those, you know, they make like those Atari flashbacks
that
you plug into your TV. Well, but it's like a classic game where you're trying to land a lunar module on kind of a rough
and you
terrain.
Always explode.
You always explode. Always explode. Well, what's cool is that you know HoloLens is the new hotness.
Yes.
And it's the future. And there's a new HoloLens sample app that was built with a Fluent design, our new design language, using inputs from gestures and also Xbox controllers.
It's fantastic.
It's very cool and it's open source.
Yep.
And this is called Lunar Module. It's a free open source HoloLens app that you can play with right now.
And you can see it.
You can see it. And basically, what it is a HoloLens version of Lunar.
Yeah,
Lander.
It's basically playing the game, but your entire atmosphere, everywhere you're at, I could land a lunar module right here on the camera.
And you do it with your fingers, so you're like doing little gestures to kind of bring it down.
Yeah.
It's so cool. You got to check out the demo on the website. We've got it linked in our notes, but it's so
cool. It's really good. It's fantastic.
The HoloLens stuff is coming along so well.
I really think
the hybrid AR stuff is really our future.
Absolutely.
You know, VR is really cool. But
VR is fantastic.
But I think this like future world where we're kind of mixed reality, like HoloLens is great.
I would like to see Gen 2 AR.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's taking off.
It really is. It's very cool. Speaking of things that are very cool, so our friends at Windows Central, I want to give shout out to my
This is fantastic.
This is so cool, but I first want to give a shout out to my Mobile Nations crew, Marcus, Kevin, Micah, Renee, Serenity. I love you guys.
Cue the music, your time is up.
No, they're all my friends who work at Mobile Nations, but Windows Central wrote this great post basically showing off the new eye tracking tech that's going to be in the next
version of Windows 10. It's so good. And I love this because it also tackles accessibility.
It is a huge thing. So if you're not familiar, basically the next version of Windows 10 has a feature where you can use your eyes to use a keyboard and track and control your screen. This is awesome because, like you said, for accessibility purposes, people who don't have use of their hands, don't have fine motor skills, people who might have ALS, are all really reliant on using their eyes. And a lot, this technology has existed for years. But you usually have to have separate systems
involved.
So you have to have plugins for your existing systems.
And I think that's one of my favorite parts about this.
This is built into Windows 10. It's coming in the fall. And the author of the post, Zach, actually wrote the entire post using the eye tracking technology.
Which is mind-blowing because it's not exactly a short post.
It's not a short post. It's good. So it's coming with the Fall Creators Update later this year. Check it out. But I think accessibility is a great thing. We're always excited
about that. Want accessibility.
Okay, so we want to have your pick of the week, man.
Yes. All right. My pick of the week is the Windows subsystem for Linux on Windows Server. And why I think this is fantastic.
I love this.
It's so great. So we've come out with Windows subsystem for Linux recently.
Yep.
Allows you to run Linux on Windows, multiple different flavors. But we've now moved this to the server, and it allows you to run Linux server applications inside Windows Server. And
that's
this
amazing.
Is just super powerful feature. And I think it's going to change the way that people really look at Windows Server and the things that they can do in the industry. And it's fantastic. Check it out. You're going to love it.
I love that. I love that so much. My pick of the week is basically the first wave of creator programs for the Xbox are available now. So
yes, this is great too.
This is great. So like back in March, Xbox Live introduced the Creators Program, which is basically a way for indie developers to deploy directly to the Xbox Store and a Windows 10.
Yeah.
And the first wave of apps are out now. So check out those games. They're available now. I think this is great because it really encourages indie developers. It lowers that barrier to entry, right?
Absolutely.
Like you create a game, you want to release it to the Xbox or to Windows 10.
Yeah.
Now you can get in the store, you can get visibility.
Well,
it's fantastic.
You know the best part, the shirt that we're wearing here, our developer advocate shirt, this is Bit. Bit is a developer advocate. The purpose of a developer advocate is to lower the barrier of entry for a developer to use a product. And this is doing that. You have chosen a perfect pick of the week. It's great. It's fantastic.
And I love supporting indie developers,
absolutely.
You know, whether it's in gaming or apps or whatever the case may be. Go indie. I think this is awesome, and I'm really glad this is available.
Yeah. This has been great.
Yeah. So we're going to continue to kind of cheers.
We're going to finish these beers.
Talk about some other stuff, but we're going to enjoy, you know, the rest of the week. But thank you all. If you have any, you know, comments on the feedback for the show.
Yep.
If you want us to do longer stuff, shorter
stuff. Yeah, reach out to us in the comments. You can reach us on Twitter.
You sure can.
Our Twitter handles will be at the beginning of this video. And thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching.